Announced to the public in May, the program's official name is the Integrated Reentry and Correctional Support Program, IRACS for short, and it's meant to bring counseling to people in some of their lowest moments, but it isn't completely focused on those moments.
So the moment they're incarcerated, the moment they arrive at jail, we're already starting to look at their reentry and what their needs are, what some of the challenges they're facing, what kind of partners do they need.
Jamie Whitaker is the Vice President of Forensic Services at Mental Health America of Indiana. He oversees the statewide program that Delaware County is using, and I spoke to him by cell phone from Kokomo. He says every member of the team, counselors, navigators, and supervisors, are people he describes as having lived experience. They faced substance abuse, incarceration, or other hard times themselves.
And when people connect with them, it really provides a support of people who they know they can relate to, who have had similar experiences. Sometimes have very similar histories, and it allows you to have a connection and an understanding of knowing that not only do you have someone who can walk with you that understands what you're going through, but that also someone that knows the way out of the hard places.
Whitaker says though the pilot program started with a large grant, it's designed to be self-sustaining and should continue to help Delaware County inmates long into the future. And Delaware County isn't the only one to start the IRACS program this year. Services will also be started in Blackford, Davies, Dearborn, and Scott counties. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.